the memory of. And we throw the flame into the water, and we throw the fire with water. And the wording of the pasuk, when Kushbaruch tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take the stick and hit the rock, to go for the rock, he says the following thing: "Tachas amata, take the stick. Vahakel esvaredo, gather the people, after the hard people, with the barter, and I'll tell us to hit the rock in the name of some memo. We'll give it water. So he takes all in line, and I'll tell us to extract water from the rock. The shita esvaredo, that's for the rock. And give to drink to the people, their Seirom, and to their cattle, to their animals. To the people and to their animals." So I'd like to look today at a particular halakhic point which arises from this wording of the pasuk: give to drink to the people and to their animals. There's a very well known halakha. Oh, everybody's set in the right track. Very well known halakha, the Gemara says in Brochot. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Also, the other, it is forbidden for a person to eat. Before one first gives food to one's animal. We learn from a pasuk in Kriyat Shema, the Nasdati Esev, the Sodkar Lehem Tekhon. I will provide food in the field for your animals. And after that, what's the continuation of the pasuk? Only after that, after that, you will eat and you will be satisfied. So, first, an animal. And also to the people. So that is eating. So is there a distinction between eating and drinking? So we thought that eating and drinking is two different concepts. Okay, that has ramifications over here as well, yeah? So indeed so, let's see exactly what's coming. The Sefer Chassidim, the very early source, writes the following thing. The Indian Simoit, regarding serfs, Ozob Ubehema, if you have a tota between a man and an animal, you say, Ozob Tchila, we give to the person is first. Ba'atarakat Ubehema. And afterwards we give to the animal. Not like the Gemara says regarding eating, regarding drinking it is different. They say, and it brings two sources for this in the Torah. Oh, so we'll look in a second what exactly could be the logic to be matalik. Well, why indeed should there be a difference? We'll look at that in a second. He brings two sources from Psukim in the Torah. There's thing, one in Sefer Bereishis with the episode of Rivka and Eliezer, when Rivka draws water for Eliezer. So she says to him, "Gam atos she say, first you drink, ba'acharkas ve'gamnik malecha ashke, and also I will give to your camels to drink." So over there, we see Eliezer going first. Well, and indeed, that's how it took over. That's what happened. I drank the Gamak Malin Mishkata, and she gave the camels to drink as well. Uksiv, and the second proof from this week's parasha, Vishkisa Esaedo Vespeiro. She'll give to drink to the people and to their animals. Va'edo Tchilo, Va'achalka Vespeiro. And afterwards, the animals. Avol Ba'achilo. This is with drinking, but when it comes to eating, Abbehemo Kredes. So indeed, he's saying, based on the pasuk in this week's parasha and the pasuk with Rivka and Eliezer, that there's a difference between eating and drinking. Eating, the animal comes first. You have to first give to your animal to eat. But drinking is not so. Drinking, you drink first to yourself. Okay. Now, what is the svar to be mashach between the two? What does it really make a difference? If we have to deal with the tzrachim of the animal before our own tzrachim, so what is the difference? So Rav Tzita Frank in his Chubas suggests two reasonings, two svaras why there might be a difference between the two.
Does this only apply only normal times, not like the starvation or whatever? So this is just applied, assuming there's any other issue that things.
If we would be dealing, no question, if we're dealing with a chashash, so.
About the pain, I guess you give him first before giving him the result, right? There's
no question about it.
No question about it.
That's already a little bit questionable. Are we dealing with like Sami is going to eat, or what about if we come to a situation of, you know, something serious, let's say something in between Kruat Nevesh and just then what would be, I'm not sure, something like something Kruat Nevesh for sure, but something that's maybe earlier than something Kruat Nevesh.
No, I think a very question might be, if the situation is in a fuzzy state, you give the venom water first. What if the animal's in a state of almost, shall we say,
I'm not sure. We don't hear the principle of psychological fossils by animals.
Alright.
So we can look at some of the details of this halacha a little closer. Now let's look at these borrows which Rav Sweet Hassaf suggests. So number one, he says, the Yesh Loima could perhaps be the Tsar Shal Tsome Koshe Yoise. One who is thirsty, the tsar, the feeling of need, when one is thirsty, is more acute, kosher yoiseh, than the feeling of hunger. It's more difficult to bear. So although the Torah commands us to give precedence to the needs of animals, it's all in proportion with the right context, in the prescribed situation, but as regards thirst, where a person's feeling of need is considered to be more acute and more severe, then we give precedence to the needs of the person. Therefore, with thirst, he is not obliged to give precedence to the animal. That is time number one.
I don't think there is an issue with the time of drinking. I have an issue with the time of giving the first animal. We always say animals, we can kill an animal because we want to eat, we can kill an animal because we need his skin. We never have concerned about anything like this. Now here we have a concern
that the feeding. I think the answer to that question is, first of all, certainly the primary thrust of this halacha is not directed at a situation where a person is in some sort of desperate need.
No,
or even not desperate need, he's going to eat. It's a question of putting it off for 5 minutes
to
first feed to the trochim of your animal.
Well, what we say, help your enemy.
Let's also say, let's also point out something else. What we're dealing with over here is we're dealing with an animal who belongs to you. His tzrochim are mutual on level. So it lies upon the person to see to the duties that lie upon him before he feeds to himself.
Not just that. Car pilot, the tar of the animal is very hesitant on those food around, much more than a human. A human being can control himself at the time he takes to eat.
Okay, I hear that tomorrow, but we're not only talking about a situation where you and the animal are sitting in the same, you're sitting in the garden eating your picnic in front of Daisy the cow. It could even be that you're sitting in your house and the cow is down the road in the field. And but the time of the cow eating has arrived. I think the main thrust of this point is what I said now, that when there's people who are dependent upon you, people or even beings who are dependent upon you for their tzrochim, then it lies upon you to see to it that their tzrochim have been dealt with before you see to your own tzrochim. And also taking in mind that we're not detracting greatly from seeing to your own tzrochim. It's just a question of assuring that it's dealt with before you see to yourself. The child isn't here, that there's only enough food for you or the cat. And then Khalilah, then of course the question, then of course it would go to you.
I'm sure Abedin's state was chosen because it was taking care of the sheep and
the family. So we do think that a sensitivity to the tzrochim even of animals is a certain mind. Okay. So let's come back to a second svara. So a second svara, what could be the differentiation between eating and drinking? So, says the Har Tzvi, Oydavarti. Ta'atamu, Mishum Dibachila, Yim Moshe Sudata. It could be something else. If one sits down to eat, we have this principle also in other areas of our lofts, when one sits down to eat, there's a concern that one gets very caught up. It takes a long time. You might come to entirely forget about the trotting of the animal. Like we find another thing, regarding eating before davening, there's a difference between eating and drinking. The list takes my including tefillah, that is surah. Who has been behemoth? The same thing applies regarding feeding the animal. There's a concern that you might forget. And in the second story, not so much you have to see to the trochim of the animal first, but rather we're concerned that once you go to your own trochim, you entirely forget about the trochim of the animal. So in order to avoid that, see to the trochim of the animal first. When it comes to drinking, where that's not applicable, there's no concern that one gets carried away. Unless it's whiskey. Oh, there you go, good Scottish ha'ara. So then, you can drink first. Now we know this halacha of giving to feed the animals first has a very famous sort of halacha lemaita application regarding the halachas of hefsek in bracha. We know that the halacha that between making the bracha and partaking of the food, not allowed to be mach, yeah? Certainly not allowed to speak about anything else. Ideally, one should avoid even allowing time to elapse. You need to make the bracha, one needs right away. And if one speaks, one has to make another bracha. You might feel like I'm in the arit, and you speak about something before you eat the bread, you're going to make another bracha. Even one word. And now, there is an exception, which is that if your speech was something related to the achila, for example, one says, pass the salt, then you don't have to make a fresh bracha. Another very famous example, which the Gemara said in connection with this halakha, is if one says, oh, suddenly there you are, you made your amitz lechem in aris, and you remember that your poor cow needs to eat. So you say to your alpha or somebody else who's around, just give something to the animal to eat. Snu maifol lebehemoth. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Snu maifol lebehemoth v'kayot z'bohelum, ain't tzarich lebohis. It's not called a hefsek, because it's something that is required to be dealt with before achila. It's not called a hefsek, and you don't have to make a fresh drop. Yeah. Right. Something that has to be done before the eating can take place. So this is the thing. Something that has to be done before the eating can take place. So something like that isn't called the hesh. On this halacha comes along the Mogen Avraham, and he explains, as we said, Martin the behemoth have torkei suda. To feed the animal is called torkei suda. To also listen to the shiitim the behemoth. And then he says what we've been talking about. When it comes to drinking, a person comes first. Kida Ashkel on the Rivka, Sha'omer Shasei, the Gamzwa Lepa Ashkel. Like we find in Rivka Emenu, she gives Eliezer and first the Gemalim. And the implication of the Mogen Avraham being that were one to be mastic by saying, give the animal to drink, then it would be called the Hesed, because there's no requirement to give the animal to drink first. You're entitled to go ahead and eat or drink without giving the animal first. And therefore, indeed, it would be called a hefsek. Now, let's look at a particular detail of the wording of the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham is always very careful with his words. And over here, when he quotes this point, that in Shasiyah, a person comes first, which we saw a few minutes ago, has its source in the Sefer Hasidim. The Mogen Avraham even said he's quoting the Sefer Hasidim. The Mogen Avraham brings this proof from Rivka Emes. But the second proof from this week's parsha, Bishkisa et Ha'edol ve'et Be'iron, give to drink to the people and to the animals, the Mogen Avraham doesn't bring. So, is there any reason in that? Why does the Mogen Avraham only bring his one proof? Maybe it's not such a question, it's sufficient. He's brought one proof, he doesn't have to bring another one. Well, let's look at two interesting points which come up in the Pirush of this Mogen Avraham. Yeah, that's an interesting view. But this is also a discussion in Toyskin. Yeah, this is an interesting point. It's a question in Toyskin. Not everybody agrees with this Mogen Avraham. It's a good view. He says little, but it's forbidden even to taste. Not everybody agrees to that, and we will look through more at that point. So the Elyon Rabba, who is often mafarish a little further the words of the Mogen Avraham, He says that if you'll take a look in Rashi on this pasuk, Vishkisa etzareino ve'etzpehiro, give to drink to the people and to the animals. So Rashi says, Mikam shechot HaKadosh Baruch Hu al mamoinam shel Yisrael. From here we see a certain midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration and is concerned about the financial matters, about the property of Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give to drink to the people and to the animals. So Rashi, from here we see, well, not to the animals, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also concerned about the finances of Am Yisrael. If we don't give animals to drink, then they'll die, and people will lose money. So from here we see. Says the Elie Rabbah, how did Rashi know to say that? Why did we say maybe that it's coming to tell us to use Rishkisa to aid the Elie Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to be Merabbis, that we can give the animals to drink second? Doesn't have to be that it's teaching us that God brought his cost of the Moedim Shed Yisrael. Says the Elie Rabbah that exactly that can be sort of understood. Mitoyt Sivri Mogen Avraham. It is because, that's why Mogen Avraham really brings the first pasuk. Because we have already learned this principle from one pasuk. The fact that you can give to drink to people first, we've already understood from Rivka and Elie Rabbah. So once we've understood it, we've understood it. And therefore, a second source, which indicates just the same thing, now can be used to teach us a different midah. And that's why Rashi only brings, the Mogen Avraham only brings the first source. Because once we have that first source, then the second source, it could have been used to teach you that, but no, now it's actually free to teach you something else. As indeed Rashi Al-Torah says, it's come to teach you a different principle. That's what the Elie Rabbah suggests. The other prime says something very interesting at a certain time. Jewish idea. I'm not going to read it inside because it's very small print. I just put it on the paper if anybody's interested. I'll summarize it outside. The Yad Ephraim says an amazing idea. A different sort of look on the whole idea that one gives to eat or to animals first. And so I'm going to put forward an idea where we can now suggest that in fact it's no great proof from this passage which keeps us at AWS for Iran. The Mogen Avraham specially brought from Rivka and Eliezer, but he didn't think it was such a great proof from the pasuk in this week's parasha of Ishkita et Ha'edos Ves Ve'iro. Why? Well, what could that be? Says the Aleph Rhyme, he put the Medrash, I didn't exactly manage to find the full for the Medrash inside, but he put the Medrash where there is an indication that there can be occasions when a contraposal provides parnota to a person, not in his own zechus. Sometimes a person is lacking in zechus. But sometimes it could be a situation that a person's zechus, that's not rather our word, but a person's parnasa comes to him due to the fact that his animals need parnasa. The animal hasn't done anything wrong, it's got no bechira one way or the other. Contrary to his parnasa lako. And a person's parnasa comes to him, not in his own zechus, maybe he's lacking in zechus, but it comes to him by virtue of the fact that the animals require parnasa. It comes to him via the sort of branch, via the fact that the animals need parnasa, so he also gets parnasa, and the person can't know. I mean, we hope it's not that way, we hope we have enough zechus, and the Kodesh providing us in our own zechus, but it could sometimes be such a thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees to the animals, and you're getting because you have animals, and the animals have to be seen to. So because of that, says the Aleph Rhyme, it's a completely new sort of outlook on why one gives to the animals first. It's not necessarily because of, you know, animal rights, where in England we have this organization, RSPCA. It's nothing to do with that. It's a sort of brutalistic outlook. Because we do not know who is the host is going in here, so we give the animals first. Oh, says the Aleph Rhyme, having said that, all this, because we do not know. We don't know, maybe it's the zechus of the animals that's going, so we give them first. Says the Aleph Rhyme, having said that, all that is only true when parnasa is provided in a derech hateva. Derech hateva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides for people, and sometimes one of the clues, and it comes in a different way, it comes because of the animals. That's in derech hateva. Says the Aleph Rhyme, when something is provided for derech neis, there is no such thing. Because protocol does not provide for animals with their ethne. Animals are under the ruling of Teva. If they get derech HaTeva, they get. If not, not. There's no such thing that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does a nace for the Torah of animals. If there is a nace, it is for the Torah of people. Oh, that's the other side. Having said that, now you can't bring me any proof from the Potter in this week's parish. The Shkita, so Eidoves, the Iron, says, give to drink to the people as the animals. He won't say, hey, there we see, the Shkita, so Eidoves, the Iron, that when it comes to drinking, things are different, you give first to people and then the animals. So the other side, well, there's no proof. This whole parish is a completely different thing. You can't prove to me that drinking is different. Maybe drinking and eating is all exactly the same. There's no luck in it. Only what, over here, we're talking about water that was provided for Derek Nate from a rock. With speaking, with hitting, whatever it is. All with Derek Nate. Something that's provided for Derek Nate, there is no subtopic that maybe it comes with chut to animals, this comes with chut to people. And there's no question, and in this type of situation, it's the people first and then the animals. Beautiful idea. And that's why, if you want to prove to me that there's a distinction between eating and drinking, don't prove to me from this week's parsha. Don't prove to me from something else. Rifka and Eliezer. No, it agrees to the bottom line of the psak of the Magen Avraham, that there is a difference between eating and drinking. What do you say? It supports the Magen Avraham. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what he's coming to. Yeah, yeah, he's coming to explain why the Magen Avraham. He's coming to explain the Magen Avraham. Why only did he bring from this positive of Rifka and Eliezer, and he does not bring from the positive of this week's parsha. There is, however, an Ur HaChaim al HaTorah in two places where he disagrees with the ruling of the Magen Avraham. And he says, Bechlal, from either of these two sources, there is no raya that there's any distinction between eating and drinking. And back, La'olam, I'll tell you there is no distinction between eating and drinking. And these two psukim, where we find that it was given to the people first, there's a particular reason. In both places, and it's the same reason. It touches on something we spoke about a few minutes ago. It says the same thing in two places, we'll read through maybe one of them. The Yesh Machal of Da'at, the top of the second sheet. Kidaka, the Ein Tam, Sakona Oitzar. The whole principle that one gives to an animal first in a situation where there is no danger, that's poshut. Oy tsar, or even a situation where there is no tsar to the person. I will the sakoda. But if there is sakoda, oy v'shiyesh tsar, or there is tsar, kodem yishlochus v'tsarei v'achar kach v'emto. In a situation where there is tsar of the person, then one deals first with the tsar of oneself, and afterwards the animal. Having said that, but not there, kesheshal ha'ish. When Eliezer asked, "Hagmiini ma'ach, give me a little to drink," Hirgisha hatzadeket itzomei lavai. Rivka understood an indication, an undertone that he is thirsty for water. Hoya, umitzay hoya, and he was in a situation of tzar. Lozeh omroloi shitei. Therefore, she said to him, "Drink." Ukshenasa loy shir. When she had given him enough, she shir al kivave enkan chashach le tzar hatzomo. Then, it said the word, she finished giving him to drink. That's what it means, she finished, i.e., she's given him enough that he's no longer in a situation of tsar. Then she says, I'll give all those two animals to drink. Now, we have arrived in this type of situation where you're no longer the tsar, even if you want more to drink. But now we give the animals first. This is the juxtaposition of these two phrases. She finished giving him to drink, then also she gave the animals to drink. So the Ur HaChaim is saying that based on this, there's no longer any proof. We'll tell you in actual fact, there is no distinction between drink. So it's all the same, there's no distinction. Why over here do we find giving to drink to the animals first? There it is, that the whole principle of giving to an animal first, but it's both eating and drinking, is all only applicable and true where there is no tsar to the human. Where there is tzar to the human, then the tzar of the human being comes first. So then, that is the reason why over here he was given to drink first. Not because drinking is different, drinking is the same, but because it arrived in a very long journey, he was hot and thirsty, as we can well imagine in a Chevish climate, and under such circumstances the person comes first. No, it's not much that way. It would be certain it was because nefesh, that would be absolutely certain, it would be no question. The implication of the Arachayim is another way. Sakona oisar. Sar is something less than sakona. Okay, let's just finish off with one final interesting point which the Bi'alokha says. He is medayik the wording of the Ramo. And he brings many other poskim who support him. Let's go back to this actual scenario, this precise scenario of somebody who's made the bracha. And then he remembers, oh, he didn't give the animal to eat. And he's mastic and he says, give the animal to eat, it's not called a hester. And he doesn't have to make a fresh broth. And let's just look a little closely at what indeed is the correct halachah. Is that what you're supposed to do? Is it supposed to be mastic and say, oh, give the animal to eat? And then, or are you supposed to have a little taste and then give the animal to eat? So the halacha is medayik from the Ramah that actually the chatchila one should not be mastic at all. One should taste and then one should give the animal to eat. And he's actually put it on a sort of question whether this principle has the status of a full blown mitzvah d'oraita or chiyuv d'oraita, or is it actually not a chiyuv d'oraita? It's like a all the diyukim from the psukim have the halakhic status of what we call as master, but actually the actual obligation here is sort of drabonon, in which case it would be possible that Hazal wants the chayiv to be mastic in your bracha, but rather first eat a little bit and then give the animal. Indeed, the conclusion would be halakha appears much more than it is. His bottom line is that one should not be mastic, one should eat a little bit and then give the animal to eat. Order. And we'll stop it today.